Okay, now, let's get going. All right, we on transportation, item number two.
From the Acting Director, Department of Transportation, and the Managing Director, Milwaukee County Transit System, submitting an informational report regarding the MCTS mechanic training and bus warranty. At our December meeting, the committee requested a follow-up report on the state of good repair contract to support a bus replacement program in 2013. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Grant.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and committee members. At the December meeting of the committee, we talked about the subjects of training that is being provided for MCTS mechanics and what could be done to have warranty repair work done in-house. Now, this report provides an overview of the training being provided to MCTS mechanics to keep their skills skills and knowledge current, so that they are able to perform the repairs on the various mechanical, electrical, and pneumatic systems on our buses. Now, during the holidays, I had an opportunity to talk with some of our mechanics about training. That provided me with some good insight, I think, as to what we can do to improve the training that we do, particularly as it relates to providing that training near the end of the warranty period rather than towards the beginning of the warranty period. Now, since we began receiving delivery of new buses in 2010, our mechanics have been provided about or slightly over 2,200 hours of on-the-job training on the bus brake system, the door system, the air conditioning system, the hydraulic system, and the wheelchair lift system, for example. Now, we are fortunate at this time, I think, to have a relatively standardized bus fleet. The entire fleet is comprised of New Flyer buses, which puts our mechanics in a unique position of having to only know one bus rather than eight or nine different types of buses, which was the case when I worked in our maintenance department about 15 or 20 years ago. Also, our costs are reduced for Milwaukee County taxpayers with a standardized fleet when we only have to maintain parts for one style of a bus rather than parts for eight or nine different bus manufacturers. So in regard to training, we try to keep up with the training, and we also try to avoid redundancy in training, given that the fleet is fairly standardized. Now, shifting to warranty repair work, MCTS current warranty contract with the New Flyer Corporation requires that any defect during the warranty period be repaired by the bus manufacturer at no cost to MCTS. And we've outlined on page two of this report the current warranty terms with New Flyer. We have relied on warranty for decades to keep costs down as low as possible for Milwaukee County. Since we last met in December, I spoke with a representative of the Cummins Engine Company to help better understand how their warranty policy works and to what extent can MCTX mechanics do warranty work on their equipment. I was advised that only establishments that are authorized to sell their products can perform warranty work on their engines. Also, my maintenance staff has advised me that if we were to start actually doing warranty work, any time spent above the standard repair times as determined by the equipment manufacturers would be borne solely at our costs. Now, we certainly will continue to do our best to keep costs down as much as possible. And with that in mind, and with respect to future bus purchases, I've directed our maintenance staff to work with the bus manufacturers to determine to what degree can our mechanics, in fact, perform warranty work on the buses, and we will be exploring that question as a part of the next bus purchase, which is scheduled for delivery in 2013. This report is informational, and if you have any questions, I can address
them. Supervisor Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for the report. I had asked for this report, I believe, in our December meeting. And the whole premise, looking at this report, I think we're really missing out on an opportunity. Most of us, I'm sure all of us here, purchased a car and they always ask you to buy the additional warranty. There's always a cost associated with that. That cost is used to offset any types of repairs. Well, in this report that was just given to us by Mr. Grant, you're stating that we've had over 2,200 hours worth of training on the new buses, but now we're going to change that objective to, perform training. Where is it at?
Near the end of the warranty period?
Yeah, towards the end of the warranty. Yeah. At the end of the warranty, I think the premise should be we should train our mechanics now, so as that warranty progresses and it ultimately will expire, our mechanics will be prepared. Mm-hmm. We can also, and I'm sure we can do this, we've already purchased 90 buses in 2010 and 35 in 11. How many buses have been delivered thus far?
For what year, sir?
Just out of the total 125 that we've purchased since 2010, how many have been delivered?
125.
Oh, they all have?
Yes.
Okay. So the additional 55 that will be purchased in 2012 and also 2013 with the remaining 26 in 2014, can't we negotiate something in our contract that says that we'll train our mechanics on the front end to provide some type of preventive maintenance, which they're going to outsource to someone else. Mm-hmm. We can just bring that in-house up to a certain dollar amount and then get any additional training so as the warranty expires, we're prepared to handle those repairs. And with a uniform bus, I think we should be able to find some type of efficiency by streamlining that whole process.
Supervisor, that's exactly what I've asked our maintenance staff to explore with the bus manufacturer with this next bus purchase. And I'm hopeful that we will make some progress in that regard. You know, I also like to back up and just clarify with respect to training. The training that we provide to our mechanics as new buses come into the fleet, that will continue. I want to be clear about that. That will continue. Particularly as new mechanics join the organization. What I was referring to is in the report is that I did get some comments from our mechanics is that as the warranty period progresses along, they tend to lose those skills, and retraining would be helpful. So I've asked my staff to focus on that as well. So this training is an ongoing process.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, can I have item number two referred back to staff? Instead of just exploring our options, I think we should direct our staff to make it a priority to ensure that we receive some training up front. We negotiate somewhere within the contract of the additional 137 buses or 36 buses that we still have to purchase, that somewhere in that contract we can do preventive maintenance and some other type of work at a cost that we can pass on to the provider or whoever we're purchasing these buses from, and then ensure that we can get the proper training for our mechanics on the front end so that as the warranty wears out,
so we'll be prepared for that. If that's a motion, can you state that motion one more time? We'll refer back to staff for,
I guess, just a follow-up in more detail work on the report that was sent to us to explore opportunities for maintenance training to receive benefits or some type of payment from warranty work. And I guess we can leave it at that right now.
All right. Any questions over the motion? Madam Clerk, call the roll of the motion.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to refer back to staff is approved.
All right. Madam Clerk, item